Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I'm going to propose a thought experiment here. So let's say you get again on an airplane, and somebody has brought on an emotional support animal of some sort. It doesn't really matter what kind of animal it is. We'll make it as generic as possible. But it happens to be an animal that you are allergic to. So then the question is, who's going to be inconvenienced by this? Because if you're like deathly allergic to this animal, and there are, allergies to, to pets with fur, for example, are not uncommon, there are people that have those allergies. So you get on the plane and you're sitting next to this person, even, it's like, okay, well, who's going to be the person that, who gets their way, right? I'll give an example of something that does happen on airplanes frequently, and I've seen this in my travels and heard this. Planes do serve nuts as a snack oftentimes. But there are people with nut allergies, which, again, not uncommon. So sometimes I've gotten on a plane that says, okay, well, sorry, we apologize. We're not going to be able to serve, nuts today because somebody on the plane has a nut allergy. And I'm, okay, well, that's, that kind of sucks. But, we try to get along, I guess. But when you have two people that have diametrically opposed needs, who wins, right? And that's, I just think that in that situation, somebody's gonna be unhappy, right? I mean, whoever gets their way, right? The other person's not gonna be happy. And, in a communal airline, situation where you've got 200 people in a shiny metal tube, that's, having unhappy people is probably not a good idea. Bad things can certainly happen. There's been plenty of videos of what happens when passengers get unhappy in airplanes. So I would say that this is a problem that it's not just something you experience in an airline. This is something we experience in society. People have, I'd say reasonable accommodations that need to be made for different things. And sometimes you're going to get a situation where the needs of one person conflict with the needs of another person. You cannot satisfy both requests at the same time. So who gets priority? And sometimes there might be some criteria where you can make that decision on a case-by-case basis. But ultimately, somebody's going to be unhappy. You're not going to be able to accommodate everybody's needs. People think that they have a right for something or whatever, and then people get indignant about it, and it leads to people getting upset and lots of hand wringing and yelling and screaming, and yeah, it's just not a great experience. And so I can't tell you how to answer that question. It's just it was something that came up as a result of a conversation on Twitter, really. And I'm like, okay, well, how do you answer this question? I don't know. But it is something that increasingly in our society we're finding people's needs and desires conflict with each other. And this plays out all over Twitter, just in social media in general, just continuously. How do you balance those needs and who's right and who's not, who should get their way and who doesn't get their, who doesn't get their way, and how can we accommodate everybody? And the answer is you're not going to be able to accommodate everybody in every situation. It's just not going to happen. But unfortunately people get bent out of shape when they don't get accommodated, and that sometimes leads to very disastrous results. But this is the challenge we have, and maybe we all can't be together all the time. That's just kind of seems to be a reality, because we all try to be together in kumbaya, and there's consequences of that sometimes. you know, I think about the Tower of Babel story from the Bible, and you know, when they tried to build that, and then you know, God caused everybody to speak in tongues, basically, or speak different languages. That was kind of, to me, that's kind of a sign that, like, if too many people get together in one place, you know, people are going to get people are not going to be able to coexist together. This is definitely and this has played out. I mean, you know, many times throughout history. So, this is just another way that story has played itself out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.